Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the internet, electricity, and mind power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
This is so ridiculous.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Why did you steal my thunder?
I'm sorry.
You bitch.
I'm sorry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We designed this intro specifically to toy with Ben's mind. And I think we did we do good?
Yeah, we did good, and this is already off to an interesting start.
Yay! Good. We brought snacks to this show.
Real bunch of snacks.
We've got, like, chip crumbs.
Energy
donuts,
drinks
and energy, yeah,
and sweet tarts.
We're doing this at noon in the bedroom studios.
Yeah,
because it is spring break.
It's almost over though.
No.
I hate that. Why do they only give us 1 week?
Because they don't want us to come back from like 3 weeks in the middle of a semester and they have to spend a week reteaching us what we forgot.
Yeah,
that's the dream though.
I know.
I know. Right?
I mean, I think I could still retain the knowledge after that long a time.
Yeah,
they just have no faith in us.
Besides, 3 weeks is too long to go to Vegas.
No, just even 2 weeks would be fine, though.
No, you would. I don't think you should spend longer than a week in
Vegas.
Yeah,
I think so.
No, I meant like 2 weeks of break.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Vegas for a week, you spend a couple days of spring break preparing for it, and you spend a couple days recovering from it.
Oh.
You got to give yourself an entire week to recover.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I've
never
been there, so.
I mean, if they just have cocaine falling off of every single dollar bill in that place, you're probably going to have
to. There's a couple
things
in Vegas that.
I don't think that's actually a thing.
Cocaine falling off dollar bills?
Depends on what clubs you go to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, there's cocaine on every dollar bill in America.
Pretty much.
That is fact, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason why you don't... Yeah, there's lots of different reasons why you don't put money in your mouth. And I can add to the list for you guys if you would prefer.
Yes, Drew, please add to the list on why we
should. Is it about money touching
genitals?
Close.
Okay.
Okay, basically, so long story short, my dad arrested some chick, brought her up to the jail, etc. And then they have to basically do strip search, etc. You know, make sure you're not smuggling weapons in.
Ben, do not put... Oh, he did it. Ben has put and inserted a $1 bill in his mouth.
Anyways, and
listen
so...
Listen to that hi-fi chewing.
Anyways, after they were doing the pat-down stuff, and this is like some really dirty, nasty lady, like total skank stuff.
Okay. I ain't no skank.
Drops an ATM on your head. Anyways.
Yeah.
money
is delicious.
And
oh,
so basically
God,
when they're doing
stop.
And they're like, you know, the female, you know, correction officer is doing the pat down shower thing for her because she's super stinked. And was doing the shower and pat down. She was coming out. She's like, you know, I need a bio bag now.
Uh-oh.
Which is basically you get something out of some sort of body cavity.
Ugh.
And so it comes out and yeah, she's got like this handful of money that was shoved in this chick's ass. Like, not even...
He just put that dollar bill in his mouth, and... Ben, can I offer you a donut instead? He has run out of the studio, and he is washing his mouth.
And it wasn't even in, like, a Ziploc bag or nothing. It was just money in...
Oh, it was straight cash.
Straight wad of cash in the bunghole.
Was it, like, singles? Or like,
it was like a wad of cash.
Oh,
apparently,
undescribable denominations.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. But yeah, apparently, like, this is
of
wad
all of... the places to put money. Why up your butt? Come on.
Would you like a donut instead?
No,
you should eat those.
I warned you.
And I don't even know
add
what
that
we're...
list of why money you should not be put in your mouth because that stuff circulates quick.
I don't even know what we're gonna do with that dollar bill that you just shoved into your face.
Yeah, it's all wet now.
Yeah, and so Renee, remember that next time somebody gives you money at work.
Oh,
and
just,
it's all wrinkled
it's
up.
It's probably been in someone's butt.
Yes, and it's all wrinkled.
Yay. Well, that's why they give us hand sanitizer, I'm pretty sure.
God,
yes.
It's wet.
You know, dollar bills actually dry out really easily.
That's what I'm hoping.
Like, I've seen it. I swam in a pool with a dollar bill in my pocket once, and then I just laid it out.
I had two, actually.
Yeah, I've swum with my wallet before.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so...
I did that, yeah.
I bet that might even be dry at the end of the show.
That's
maybe
what I'm hoping
if you want to, like, put it on the windowsill or something.
Yeah, no, I swam with my wallet once when we went to on the 8th grade trip.
Oh, your entire wallet?
Yeah.
Oops.
I just had cash, an ID, and that was about it.
Renee,
oh, okay.
Did you go on the 8th grade trip?
Yeah, but
You know, for me, it wasn't exactly worth remembering.
Were you part of the shaving cream war?
I stayed independent of that.
Yeah, weren't you part of our independent
Bosch
group?
Locked us in our room.
Yeah, he's like, don't you guys come out, period.
And then for some reason,
we snuck out the window and watched.
Yeah, Sam and Travis broke the window open and we snuck
out. Yeah, we just opened it up. It wasn't locked, but we just knocked out the screen was all.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah,
we didn't break the window.
No, we just popped the screen out and popped it back in when we came back in. But yeah, we like snuck out and then we had somebody doing a lookout because Bosch was wandering.
Yeah, that was
great. We had somebody looking out basically. We had like a walkie-talkie or something. I was like, okay, guys, get back here now. And we're like, okay, shit. Climb through the window and, you know, open it up. And we, you know, Bosch comes in. He's like, what are you guys doing? Nothing, we just need some arrows. So we opened the window.
We had to remove the entire screen.
No,
because we wanted maximum
airflow, yeah.
Was there a mattress in the pool the next day?
No. That didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
It usually takes a crane to get those out.
Yeah, it was like quite the event. But no, I remember the I-5 dive that we did.
Eat my
asshole. The I-5 dive?
Yeah, basically it was two like 150-foot tall posts.
Oh, wait.
With cables coming down to a harness in the center, which was you.
Oh, wait. Was this something that, like, slingshotted you into the air?
No. It's even worse.
This
is different to you.
And then you have a third post equally tall behind you.
Yeah.
And it has another cable that hooks up to your back, and it pulls you up.
Okay.
So you come up literally facing 90 degrees facing the ground practically.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then when they give you the signal, you have to actually pull your own ripcord, and it releases the cable, so you turn into a pendulum 150 feet off the ground.
That's not so cool.
It is not facing a concrete slab. It sucks.
Hoping
it's
your little
boring
cloth harness holds you.
You're the guy that gets freaked out by Tiny Tim when we use it in the intro.
But no,
I mean,
I wasn't freaked out. I was just
laughing
because of the hilarity of the situation.
Yeah, but
if it was night, it would freak me out.
Okay. Yeah. Good thing we're doing this.
I saw that because apparently it's a thing at all Six Flags because there was another one in the San Francisco Six Flags area.
Oh, okay.
Or San Francisco area Six Flags. Which is pretty awesome, but still. And actually, the one in San Francisco's or the other Six Flags is a little more sketchy because you're doing it over like rocks and a little river stream thing because you're over.
So
like,
they're just actively
like the Tiger Pit or something.
They're actively making you fear for your safety.
Pretty much, you're like.
But it's all in good fun.
If this fails, I'm falling 150 feet into a Tiger Pit.
Even if you survive the fall, you are so dead.
Oh yeah. But anyways. So I had swam with we were in the pools, obviously, and I had my wallet, and it was wet. So I pull out the money. I'm, like, counting it. I'm, like, $3 short.
Uh-oh.
From doing a single ride. I'm like, And then I had $2 stuck there, so I was only $2 short.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to everybody trying to bum $2 off of them because everybody's sitting there watching everybody do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are sitting there watching them do it. I eventually get $2 out of Ben.
Nice.
And so I go to pay for it. I'm literally two steps away from the booth. He's like, that's it. I can't let you do this by yourself. And he goes up, slaps down the extra $10 you needed for two people to go.
It was the stupidest idea.
And then so we did. And they're like, okay, so which of you two guys is going to pull the cord? I'm like, I'll do it because I know he's not letting go of his own hands.
Oh, dude.
Because you had to interlock your arms
before
the drop.
But you get to pull a cord that
you had to pull the ripcord, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because like for the first like 2 seconds, you're in free fall before the slack gets taken up.
Uh-huh.
So you're just falling, and then the slack gets taken up and you swing.
Awesome. So you never really reach terminal velocity. But
so
no.
Bad.
It was
so
pretty
bad.
Awesome.
No.
Man. That's the thing about rides like that, though. I always want to ride them, but they always cost so much money.
Yeah, it was like $60.
It was like, you know, it was like $35 for one person, and I think $45 for two people to go.
Okay. That's
what? Jeez, I don't remember how much this ride was, but they have one at the fair that they bring over. It's the gigantic slingshot.
I've always wanted to try that, but that is too expensive.
Yeah, isn't that like 60, $50?
It's like $40 or $50, you know, for two people.
Why would it even cost that much?
I've been to the fair all 10 days for all the time. I remember every time it's been there, and it's always been that expensive.
It's always been ridiculous.
They've never adjusted for inflation. They just always
it's always been like $50, and I've always wanted to. My parents are like, no. Because I've always seen it, I'm like, that looks like so much fun. Even as a kid, I'm like, I want to do that. That looks awesome.
We should do it this year, Drew.
Maybe.
We should just suck it up and pay the money.
Yeah, I know. I almost did it last year.
That one time.
I almost did it last year, but I was
Never mind. I'm already, I'm preemptively chickening out.
It's like months before the fair's even starting. Come on.
Anyways,
back to Vegas. There's two different things that I'd want to do. One, there's like a bungee jump thing that you can do off the top of one of the buildings, or casinos.
Ooh.
Literally, you walk
over like this, basically like a diving board or something like that, and it's like hooked up to a bungee rig. I saw a commercial for it, an ad for Vegas. And you know, because it's got like a plexiglass bulletproof glass wall or something like that behind you with like the crowd watching you. And then basically the guy turns back, looks at him. And there's a couple of friends that are like, yeah. And he like looks forward. He's like, and then just jumps.
Could it possibly be called Sky Jump Las Vegas?
Most likely.
Possibly. Probably.
Because I just found their website for it.
Plus, isn't, and then the other thing I'd want to do, isn't there a roller coaster that goes like around the edge and outside of one of the towers?
Yeah, my friend did that and said it was pretty fun.
I would definitely do that.
I
oh my god.
One that like sticks out over and then just kind of stops with you like hanging over the side.
Yeah.
Sweet. Like that Wile E. Coyote cool. style.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty much. And then it just like backs you up really fast.
But no,
yeah.
Honestly, how awesome would you feel after bungee jumping down the face of a building?
The most awesome.
Yes.
I'd feel like I could do anything. And then I'd probably like go to the nearest casino and just lose all of my money on like some like, put it all on 12, 13. Okay.
Yeah, that's why you broke. Now. That's why you bet on red.
One jump for Sky
and
Jump
got,
Las Vegas is $109.99.
Totally worth it.
We're going to have to win a lot of money.
Totally yeah. worth it.
Go gambling first, and then if you win a bunch,
no,
then
you
pay
do
for
it
this.
First because you're most likely to lose all your money gambling.
This bill is still covered in spit.
Well, you haven't waited that long. It's only been like 5 minutes. Seriously? And spit might dry differently than water. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really soaked anything of mine in spit and waited
should
for it to dry out.
Should we do a spit versus water comparison on drying?
Later.
Okay.
Like live, we're gonna watch $2 bills dry on our studio table. This is going to be for the benefit of all science and America.
Well,
we need
would,
to do this.
That would actually mean I'd have to put the dollar bill back in my mouth. So that's not going to
Yeah, you got to. Well, you need a control. That's what you need. You need you need the fresh dollar bill soaked with spit and then one out of the sink. And then maybe we need to get different kinds of water, too. So we need to go get some pool water and
some tap
water.
Some bottled water.
Ocean water. No, not bottled water. Like, how hard do you have to try to accidentally soak your money in bottled
okay,
water?
Okay, maybe
not
just filtered
hard,
water.
Drop your water
okay,
bottle.
Maybe just filtered water, like out of like one of those Brita filters or something.
I have one.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. That works.
What?
We're not doing this,
some sort of carbon-filtered water.
Because that would be really boring.
Yeah.
We'll just eat donuts instead.
Okay.
Which I don't know if I want to have one, but I think I might. But
I really don't want
later.
To. My body is filled with sugar right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, agreed.
I've eaten nothing but that.
How much of those sweet tarts have you had? Just a whole bunch
it's
of them?
It's about like a quarter of the box left.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't have had energy drinks in
yeah,
the morning.
Yeah, mix that with energy drinks, donuts, and Oreos that we had first yeah, thing.
It's a big totally deviation from my normal breakfast.
I know, mine too.
God.
Just, yeah, like,
you know, and this is, toast. I already had a big cup of coffee this morning.
My body's craving an egg sandwich, but then I drink this energy drink instead, and then internally it just kind of goes, I'll just take this, I guess.
It's all the yeah. same.
I'm not getting my eggs, I guess. Mm. And then my heart's just going to explode from however much.
Caffeine is in this.
160 milligrams. Is that a lot? I have
That's
no
a
idea.
Pretty good amount.
It beats the college breakfast. Half a beer from last night and some Pop-Tarts. Maybe some ramen that was left out.
Oh, God. All at the same time?
Yeah, you just kind of mix it up in one cup and drink it.
Ugh, I don't even have that much of a stomach for ramen in the first place.
Really?
I mean, maybe, well, there's certain flavors that I like. I don't like the straight-up chicken.
Nobody likes the straight-up chicken.
Oh, no. Good. Yes. I'm not wrong about something.
Yeah. Renee, here's your... Okay, it says, daily caffeine consumption should be limited to approximately 400 milligrams per day from all sources.
From all sources.
Yeah, so basically, do not have more than 400 milligrams per day.
Okay, well, there's not much else that I have that has caffeine yeah. in it, so I'll be fine if I have this.
Too much caffeine may cause nervousness, irritability, sleeplessness, and occasionally rapid heartbeat.
Occasionally?
Yeah, that's so like you like
oh, well, that's just arrhythmia. I don't think that's rapid heartbeat. I think just keeps going.
That's your heart dying.
Yeah. When it starts puttering out like that, that's the equivalent of your car running out of gas. It's yeah. bad, yeah. and you should go get more fuel, not yeah. caffeine.
Megan had to go to the hospital for that. So.
For an arrhythmia thing?
Too much caffeine?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but...
although I call BS on that, because we've drank that much caffeine in the past, and we've been fine.
We have definitely drank four of those.
Yeah, but Megan
before.
Weighs like 80 pounds.
That's true.
That's true also.
But okay. No, I'm talking about like when we were younger, like one of your birthday parties, we went through like 2 24 packs of Mountain Dew between
oh,
six
Jesus
of us.
Christ. Yeah, we did.
Oh man.
In like a 12-hour period.
And then all the trips to the beach house.
Oh god.
Yeah, never that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just soda cans littered everywhere.
So you guys have basically ruined caffeine for your body forever.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
It really
we're
doesn't
so
do all...
burnt out, it doesn't really do anything anymore.
Yeah. My mom's like, always like, "No, you shouldn't drink Mountain Dew cuz you got to go to bed now. You're not going to sleep." I'm like, Mom, I could chug one of these and go to sleep harder than a rock.
This doesn't work on me.
If anything, these amps make me tired.
See,
really?
These feel like they do wake me up a little bit, but I don't think it's the caffeine.
It's like the jolt is going away slowly.
I've been sipping on this the whole show, and I'm just not feeling it.
We've ruined our bodies, guys.
Probably.
Also, is this supposed to taste like mangoes, or is this still a side effect of me brushing my teeth before I started the show?
Probably a little both.
You're probably hallucinating. Am I purple?
Not well. It's more like a
fuchsia.
I can't describe this color. It's. Mm. I do want to touch it though.
It's probably something wrong with me.
It looks like a super intelligent shade
you
of blue.
Look like carpet. I want to touch you.
Shag. Rub the belly. I don't know. That's what happens when you hallucinate carpet.
So I have something for us to argue about. You guys need to get Snapchat.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not? Give me a good reason why you should not get Snapchat.
Because it's dumb.
We're fighting about this.
It's not dumb.
This is Nerd Fight. Is Snapchat dumb?
It's not dumb.
State your case.
I'm going to Snapchat a bunch of girls right now.
How many boobs are you going to get back?
They're not going to Snapchat me boobs. That shit gets like put on the
server.
Well,
they'll do it if you ask, right? Isn't that the point? Because they delete the pictures after a set amount of time, so...
Yeah,
I thought that's the whole purpose is
asking,
to send...
Asking for, like, boobs is hard. Okay, why are we talking about this?
I'm saying the
point of Snapchat.
I'm talking about Snapchat's main use here.
It's like texting
and it's
with...
genital exchange.
It's texting with smiley faces.
Okay, but you're showing your actual face?
Yes, you show your actual face.
Okay, so let me make sure I know exactly how this works. You type out a message... And when you send the message...
You take a picture like this.
Okay. And then you put a message on it.
Yes. You
or you could just send a picture message via text.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's so much harder. With this, you just send pictures and like little notes.
Well, that's
like,
that's
oh,
exactly
harder.
What picture messaging
works
like.
Look at what I'm
like.
Doing. It's better than what you're doing and stuff like that.
It's not that much harder.
So
yeah,
my friends who are in Cabo right now are like, look at us drinking on the beach. And I'm just like, well, you guys can blow me. I don't know.
But you can do that with picture messaging, because then it's integrated actually into the phone, and you don't have to use a separate app for it.
Yeah, and you can go back in your messages and find that picture if you want to.
Yeah, I mean,
or
sure,
you
maybe
can just
it's
take a picture and save it. Yeah,
maybe it's great if you want to dispose of evidence. So like, Snapchat is just the throwaway texting service.
I'm just gonna send this to everyone. I don't care. I'm gonna
the picture of you on the radio.
Yes.
Well, you better tell us about the show, you dingus. I mean,
yeah, I better plug in the title and the name and yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, we're going to have a guest on the next show.
Who?
At the studio. We don't know this person.
Okay.
But he was at the open house.
Okay.
And contacted us. So.
Interesting.
We're going
to. We have to be wary that it's not a serial killer, but.
Well, okay. He goes to the school and he went to the.
Does that mean there's no serial killers
at WSU?
He's
going to murder you guys.
Oh, well, apparently there's crazy people at the school. Do we have a verdict for Snapchat, though?
It's dumb.
You guys, okay.
It's pretty pointless.
Let's just wait.
Does it have any sort of point or benefit that is not accessible
to any
other
feature? Are
the
messages that are sent or received via Snapchat in any way better than sending a picture message?
Yes.
Why? How?
Because they go away after a while, so if it's embarrassing, it
So you
disappears.
Could just delete your picture messages.
You can't delete it after you send it to someone.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can.
Yeah. How? Clear your messages.
They
well,
still
no, if
have
you
the
send,
picture.
He means if you send a picture to somebody, they have that picture. And if they choose to not delete it, they can keep it forever.
Yeah. But
well, then don't send anything you don't want to
With Snapchat,
around.
It's mutually deleted.
Yeah, with Snapchat, you can send embarrassing stuff and still not worry about it. Oh, Andrew Snapchatted me back. Yeah, that's another thing. We can Snapchat Andrew and Jared. Bam!
I can text them,
wait,
too.
Wait, Jared has Snapchat?
Yeah.
I thought he was still using that piece
of shit
Blackberry.
Yeah, what's up? Snapchat me and Jared. Oh. Oh.
Or we could just text them or Facebook them or call them.
Yeah, they Snapchat me a lot more than they text me, actually.
I don't know. I might try Snapchat, but...
BAM!
Woo! That doesn't mean I'm a convert.
Yeah, it just means he's open to trying it, not to saying, you know...
No, I'm still counting that as a side approach towards me.
I'm still saying it's dumb, because it doesn't have anything, any sort of benefit over existing features.
Yeah. Whatever. It's lasted
Andrew
for...
Andrew says hi. Look at that.
Hey.
Look at it!
Hey!
Look at his face! It's so happy!
Too bad you don't get to keep his face, though.
Yeah,
because it deletes itself.
Oh, damn it, I was going to take a Snapchat.
What if it's a treasured memory?
View 21 new snaps. What's up, bitches?
What? We got 21 replies out of that?
Yeah, no, we only got one.
Oh, damn it. Well, they better all start listening to this show.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Dang it. Whatever.
Ben would be our new PR representative.
Snapchat's going to be our new PR center.
Ben's just going to be our PR rep.
Yay.
Okay. I don't know, because Facebook isn't working enough, apparently. Apparently, it's dying.
And Twitter. Yeah.
Well, I like Twitter. I use it. I follow Max Landis on there.
Even if nobody watches this, I'm still going to do it for the sake of
it. Oh, yeah, that's why we do. We don't do it for the views. We do it for the fun.
Well, I like to think we don't do it for the views.
I don't.
Views would be nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, it would, but that's not why we do it. We're going to quit if we don't get 100 views by the end of the month.
You know why I think this NOS tastes horrible is because it's actually orange flavored, and if you ever drink orange juice after brushing your teeth, you know how horrible that is, so I think that's just what I'm experiencing
right now.
That's
a literal nightmare.
No, I don't, because I don't like orange juice.
And yet I keep drinking
this. You
don't
like orange juice?
No.
What? Dude, what? Have you just had bad experiences?
I just don't like it.
How do you not like it? That doesn't make any sense.
It just doesn't taste good.
Did it have pulp or no pulp?
That doesn't even matter.
Yeah, no, I just don't like the taste of it.
Orange juice is like one of the like healthiest things for you, and it makes a great mixer. Orange juice and champagne, dude. Mimosa.
Yeah, that's all right, but they're not that great.
Screwdrivers.
Nah.
Come on, man.
That's just any juice and alcohol.
So many alcoholic drinks have
orange juice
and
vodka.
Or you can mix apple juice and vodka or something like that.
That's something different. That's like an apple teeny or something like that.
No, I'm pretty sure that's called baby serum or something. Just make, I don't know.
Why would you give vodka to a baby?
To make it go to sleep? I don't know.
Renee, you're never having children.
Well, they say, like, you know, if your kids are teething, you should take a little bit of whiskey and rub it on their gums.
That's a thing.
That
man.
Was in the 40s.
Oh, it's totally still.
No, it's still a common thing to do, actually.
Babies love whiskey.
What?
Because it sedates them and it numbs
Kid
their gums.
Kid tested, mother approved. Jack Daniels.
I am not going to get my baby child drunk to make him shut up.
You aren't pouring Jack Daniels down their throat.
We got to shut them up the old-fashioned way.
What, by beating them?
No!
Because that is the old-fashioned way.
You pick it up and you sing to it. I don't know.
That's not the old-fashioned way. That's that.
Ben, will you take the baby, hold it at arm's length, and start singing... Tiptoe through the tulips.
That's cute.
As he hops and skips through a little field.
No.
You need to have...
He trips and falls and, you know...
You need to reserve a field of daisies just for this occasion.
No, you need a field of tulips, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. Well, he's not tiptoeing if he's skipping through it, so
yeah,
it can be any
enough.
Flower.
But
it doesn't apply.
It'd set off his allergies, and that'd be bad.
Yeah, I think we should point out that I am definitely allergic still.
Yeah.
To daisies?
To pollen.
Yeah, in general.
Just
like,
all
to outside.
Oh, you're allergic
I will never
to
forget
planet
the jelly
Earth.
Eye.
Oh my god, that was gross. Okay, what? So story time.
The jelly
story.
Eye. The jelly eye.
So, many... Yeah.
Like
many...
Bob Costas's eyes?
No, worse. Much worse.
Oh god.
The very Olympic. So, we grow hay every year in our field, which is about an acre large. And one year... When we were, how old were we? We were like...
Oh, we were in grade school. Like,
yeah, we were young.
We were like in fifth or sixth grade or something like that.
8 or 9 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, so we were really young. And we had really tall grass that year. And Drew and I decided to go out and run around in it. So we were running around in it, and I was just kind of idly rubbing my eyes because I'm allergic to pollen and I get hay fever and all that wonderful stuff. My eyes swell up.
And then you were starting to get a little itchy, so we're like, okay, let's just head back to the house and pop... Claritin or something like that.
Yeah.
Pop a Claritin. He's sweating.
Pop some pills. And then, you know, we're going up, and then his garbage can is, like, all tipped over in the grass. And we're like, well, shit, now we got to put it back up, because otherwise your mom's just going to send us down here to do it.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, fine. We get down there, we tip it up and that kind of stuff. And, of course, a little bit gets in our face. And Ben starts rubbing it a little bit more. He's like, okay, we got to get going up there. So we get up there, and by the time we get up there...
My eyes were jelly.
Yeah, literally, like, they were... They were a little puffy. They were like almost, you know.
They were swollen to the point of where they were not circular. They were more oval.
Yeah, and they weren't white. They were more like that really light creamy color.
Ew. It was
bad.
Just things
like
oozing out of them.
And the very edge around his eyes was like red. And it's like he would like, he did this. And like the whole, like the white part of his eye just did this.
Oh, God.
It just
bad.
Gelled up
what?
And just squished up. It's like if you took basically like, you know, the frosting and went...
Oh,
that's basically what his eye did.
Oh, God.
That is not what eyes are supposed to do.
Of course, his mom saw him do that. She's like, you need to go take a shower now.
Yeah.
See a doctor, maybe.
No, because he just had to wash his eyes out a lot and then pop like 4 Claritins. And...
Oh, man. Okay, because I pictured like the actual eyeball just
no,
folding
just,
over, but it's just a layer of goo.
It was just the white part of his eye was squishing up like that a little bit. Basically, he just had to wipe it back down, pat it back down.
That is really not supposed to do that. No. That freaks me out.
I saw him like, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, God. Things with eyes, I appreciate that they're like the fastest healing part of the body.
But still.
Oh, God.
Definitely.
No.
A low
oh, God. Just talking about that story made my eyes water up a little bit.
I'm not allergic to anything. Like, it's kind of a fluke, honestly, because of the allergies that my dad has.
What is he allergic to?
You know, pollen, pretty much. It's kind
of common.
Kind of the same thing, but I don't think it's severe.
That's bad.
Ben's are pretty bad.
I know, yeah. I've never seen it down, actually.
Yeah.
I've never seen his eyes turn into jelly, that's for sure.
Seriously, honey. If you take honey, that solves everything.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Do you pour it in your eyes?
No.
Rub it all over your body.
The bees! Yes. They're in my eyes!
No, but a spoonful of honey every morning and every night.
A spoonful of sugar.
Seriously,
some medicine,
it works.
Go down.
Weird.
I can buck hay when I take honey.
Bees?
I don't like to, but... What, you haven't seen the Wicker Man?
Beads.
Bees.
The bees.
No, we're doing Arrested Development.
I don't know if I want to watch the Wicker Man.
The original or the Nick Cage remake?
The original is fantastic. The Nick Cage remake is horrible.
I always forget there's an original.
Yeah, it's got Saruman in it.
Half real?
I think Christopher Lee was the main guy, wasn't he?
Really?
He was the detective? Oh.
I thought so.
Because that's what Nick Cage is supposed to be,
a detective, some sort of detective dude. I do want to see it just because it's supposed to be so horrible. Add that to the list of cinema hate.
Yeah, apparently he just punches women.
He punches
and kicks
people in the face and attacks somebody in a bear suit. I've seen that clip.
Yeah, he just punches like
punches
a 14-year-old girl while he's wearing a full bear suit.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, he starts running up in the bear suit because apparently he's like trying to find some girl that's been kidnapped and they're about to sacrifice her to some sort of god or something like that. Tied her up to a post or a tree or something. And so basically, and he's in a bear costume to basically blend in.
So the original Wicker Man was made in 1973. It got a 7.7 on IMDb. The new Wicker Man got a 3.6.
3.6?
Yeah.
Nice. I thought you downloaded it.
I don't remember. Yeah.
There's a copy up online, I know.
Is
in
it?
In different places.
I can check, but...
I keep yawning.
I have no idea if I still have it or not. Like, I think I might have gotten it, and then we just never watched it, and so I was like, we're never going to watch
this. I don't want proof that I took this.
I don't want evidence, that's for sure.
But yeah, so apparently he like runs up and somebody's like, "What's wrong?" And the bear, he just punches the chick in the bear costume and runs up to the little girl. He's like, "I'm so and so. I'm here to save you." And
just punches her.
No. And up to the little girl and like slices her down with his bear claws and grabs and runs.
Oh wait, like he actually kills her with the bear claws?
No. He punches a chick in the face and then unties the girl that he's trying to look for that was kidnapped.
You know what? Right? He's practicing. He's practicing the right
to bear arms.
No. I know what you're gonna say.
The right to bear arms.
He just said it.
I said it. That's like the third time I've said it.
You look so displeased to be in the presence of that joke.
Punny.
It doesn't look like I've downloaded The Wicker Man. So
that's probably good.
Yeah.
But maybe I will.
It would be the lowest movie I've ever seen.
Shouldn't
lowest
take
rated movie.
Download box.
Really? The lowest one?
3.6, yeah.
You never watched Manos, the Hands of Fate?
Not yet.
How low was Bulletproof?
Like 4.5.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's pretty
bad. That's currently the lowest I've seen.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Worst Nightmare, Butthorn.
I think its rating went up.
What is it now?
It's at 4.9.
What?
Wow. No, it was like a 4.5 or 4.6 when we watched it.
Somebody rated this a bit higher than it actually deserved.
If five people go on and rate it, the ratings jump up because there's only like probably like 2,000 votes.
Yeah, I mean, ratings for IMDb aren't really accurate until they get past at least 50 people, you know? Maybe not that many, but you have to wait a certain amount before you can really trust.
You have to have a good general consensus.
Yeah. I mean, this has been rated by 846 people, so I think the rating for this movie is pretty definitive.
Have you guys seen The Room yet?
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
I think
we watch that at my house?
I haven't watched it.
Drew hasn't seen it yet. We definitely watched. I remember watching it over here.
I did not hit her. Well, hi, Mark.
That movie is fantastic.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm not even sure what the ending was.
No, he kills himself. Remember? Because he's sad.
Spoilers!
Oh, he killed himself?
Yeah.
I thought his wife killed him.
No, he shot himself. And then they come in and they're like,
for some reason, like...
And then they're, like, weeping over him.
No,
and...
the girl weeps, and, like, the guy gets really angry for no reason. He's like, no, we have to get out of here. It's like, huh? What?
I don't like seeing dead people.
Yeah, and then they leave.
And oh, they just leave him there?
Yeah.
That's nice. God. Bad movie. Bad ending.
Just like, for, I bought drugs. Why? Why? And then, like, it just, like... drops that subplot completely.
So anyway, how is your sex life? Drew has blank. That's a blank face you have there.
I just have no idea what's going on. You're anymore. Gonna,
well, those are actual lines from that movie, that, and they're.
I know. I was about to throw Matthew McConaughey in a second. I was gonna be like, "Yeah, how's your sex life?" I was about to go. So you jerk off. Wolf of Wall Street, people.
Wolf of.
We
Wall
watched
Street.
It last night.
What did you think?
I dude, that was cool.
It's basically Goodfellas mixed with On Wall Street.
Yeah, I didn't expect any sort of good to come out of Jordan Belfort.
Oh, God, no.
No.
You know it's not going to end well.
I guess this is like spoilers for this movie. Do we? I mean,
depends. Just
if you
for
haven't
it.
Seen the movie, don't listen to us.
Skip forward like 5 minutes.
Just watch
or
the
something.
Movie, yeah.
Like, if you haven't already watched it, I mean, it's kind of a crime that we watched it.
It does have a very specific target audience, though. It's not a movie for everybody.
No. Definitely a dark comedy, though.
Dark
I was
comedy, and you have to be okay with
so
seeing
dark.
A lot of vices on screen.
And a lot of tits.
That's what I mean.
Vices means drugs.
Drugs, yay. Women, alcohol, etc.
Drugs are bad.
It makes, okay. you want, it makes you want to live the life.
A little bit, yes. Even me. Oh, it makes it seem slightly appealing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, some of it, but...
I mean, if you just have the money and you hide it right. I mean, why didn't Walter White ever open up a Swiss bank account, huh?
Because look what happens when you open Swiss bank accounts. He gets caught with your buddy eating dinner and he gets arrested and he flips on you.
Yeah, even though he was having sex with the girl who was smuggling the stuff in.
Yeah. But you give up enough goods, eventually they just let you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Usually. Or if nothing else, they'll give you next to nothing. They'll be like, you know... 30 days and then, you know,
end of
parole.
The movie. Here's 3 years.
Everybody has a price, man.
Well, yeah, three years compared to over 20 years that he would have gotten.
He had to rat everybody out to do that, though.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money he got to keep after it
he
all.
I think he had to pay back, like, I think close to $20 million or $200 million, one of the two.
Oh, my God.
He had to pay back a huge amount of money in fines to the government, which
90s.
I think he just probably paid back what was left with his cut from that movie, probably.
Probably. I mean, he...
Between his book sales, his seminars, and the movie now...
That's what I was going to say. The book sales and the seminars are probably what made him, like, back to richness.
That, and now that the movie's out, his book sales are probably going to go through the roof as well.
Oh, God,
if people want to read it,
though. I kind of want to read the book.
Or they're just going to watch the movie and be like, I don't need the book anymore.
But I wonder, since it is based on the book that he wrote himself, one of the things I was wondering watching that is, I wonder how much of this he exaggerated... in the book. Like, he just kind of made it up or exaggerated it to, you know, make people think it was cooler.
If he was taking that many Quaaludes the entire time that he was working on Wall
Street,
whole
montage that he was saying how much drugs he takes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that a lot of it was exaggerated.
Dude, people build up tolerance.
Oh, yeah. No, it's entirely possible that he took that much drugs, but... Yeah.
And he just held steady and kept...
Well, because he'd take one drug and then he'd take another drug to counteract the negative side effects, and then, you know, another drug to counteract that one.
That is... an upper and downer, then another another downer, and your just body is just done.
You
know, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
so
he'd,
just
he'd
like
smoke
calm.
Weed in order to calm down and take Adderall to psych himself back up, and you know.
That is so weird, but it's definitely that movie is a black comedy for sure. I was laughing a lot.
Yeah,
it
has a very specific target audience. I mean, my mom would absolutely hate that movie.
It's an action movie for stockbrokers,
pretty much.
And
but apparently,
watch it.
Apparently, when that movie came out, there was a whole lot of Wall Street people that were like super pissed, saying, "This isn't how it is. This isn't the case.
That's not how it is, but it's how it was."
Meanwhile, they turn to their friends. They found us out. Take the money and run.
I know that's my thoughts. Is they basically just
it's my life story. Oh my God.
They just probably got pissed that you know what's going on at or what used to go on.
Get the Quaaludes in the helicopter. We're getting out of here.
Just don't crash it on your lawn. Your wife will get pissed.
Don't mix Quaaludes and helicopters.
Or Lamborghinis.
No, definitely not. Everyone should watch that movie, though.
Yes.
If you can stomach it.
Yes.
Bam! Snap trap from a chick. What's up? Yeah.
Is she replying about the show?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I didn't even read it.
Read it. We need to know what's going on with our show.
God damn it, Ben.
This is relevant.
Yeah. We can. This works. This is material.
Let's go on now. So what's up?
It's gone forever?
Yeah, it's gone forever.
Snapchat's stupid.
Yeah. Snapchat is not stupid.
We didn't even get to read the message.
That's my point. It's
that
dumb because
matter.
We didn't get to see it.
What if she said, oh my God, what's the address
yeah,
for your
how
show?
Do I listen to the show? We don't know that because we can't tell her now because it's not a message we can actually read.
How do I subscribe? Do you have an RSS feed?
She lives in Spokane, so it doesn't matter anyway.
What's your point? The internet is global.
Are you saying she doesn't have internet? Because that's pretty. I think that's racist or something.
Why are you talking?
Okay, you know one thing that I would definitely do if I had that much money?
Is Renee the puppet here?
Not the gumdrop buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons.
Anyway, what were you saying?
You know what I would do if I had that much money isn't like in Wolf of Wall Street?
You'd buy all the Bond cars.
Well, that, yeah. Well, not all of them. I definitely would buy a DB5 because it's awesome. Instead of the Jaggy type. Anyways, I would probably write Google a letter or send him an email or probably an email because nobody writes letters.
Just send Google a letter. Yeah. They just throw it away.
They'd be like,
oh, great. Fuel for our furnace over here. It's so nice that people send this to us.
I know.
Anyway.
But anyways, so email them or just, you know, go down there in person to show up, knock on the door, hey, Google, how's it going? And then just write them a check to get Google Fiber up here.
Ooh. I would personally fund Google Fiber.
I would fund Google Fiber coming to this area. I would be graceful and generous to my fellow man.
What is Google Fiber?
Oh, you don't know? Oh, man, it's like the best internet ever.
Yeah, it's like 1 gigabit internet.
What is 1 gigabit?
It's like 1,000 times faster, or it's like, you know, roughly 500 times faster than local internet.
Yeah.
Because average internet around here is about 20 megabits.
It's about
sucks. So it'd be about 50 times faster than that.
I was playing Starbound with Carrie yesterday. And it was
so like, imagine if your internet was 50 times faster.
Oh my God, that'd be beautiful.
By the time you hit enter, your webpage is already loaded.
If I was upgrading my internet to Google Fiber, I think it'd be about 20-25 times.
Yeah. But what do you have? What's your speeds on your internet?
The last speed test I got around 50 megabits
per
second.
Yeah, so it
would
be about 20 times faster.
I can check it again, though.
20 times faster than what you have now?
I want.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yes.
Please.
For me, that'd be 50 times faster.
At least you're not saying that if you had all that money, you would just fund the Google Fiber coming to your house.
No. I would have it come to the area.
Okay.
And I'd just basically write them a check to do it.
If I had that money, I would personally fund like a moon base.
Oh yeah, I'd take a trip on to the space station.
Yeah,
I would.
22 million in 3 hours. Yeah,
I would. I would go to the space station and watch them fly stuff out to the moon for my personal.
Yeah,
like,
I would take
fortress.
A trip up to the ISS. I'd be like, I just, you know, paid Elon Musk a bunch of money to let me go to the ISS.
Oh yeah, you and him should be best friends.
That would be fun
because he's gonna be like the pioneer of the future.
Yeah,
and you want to jump on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm
That'd
looking.
Be cool to work for him.
Have you guys heard of Mars to Stay?
Yeah,
yes.
It's volunteering to go to Mars.
We've talked about this actually.
Would you guys do it?
Yes,
probably.
I think I'd do it because it's basically gonna be a reality show. And
unfortunately, yes, that's the part. That's part of it that I wouldn't want to watch. But on the flip side, you're colonizing Mars. How awesome is that?
I think there's like.
Although I would wait for like the first two or three groups to get done, so that way they work out all the kinks.
Okay, this is why these guys died. We're gonna fix that. So all the other missions should
be aliens on Mars.
What?
It's a possibility.
Why are you giving me that face?
You don't know for sure.
Yes, there's methane in the atmosphere, which means something has been producing with something of alive. The only possibility of anything surviving on Mars if it's underground. And yes, there's caverns that they've seen. They've seen
the
entrances.
Yeah, they've never
caverns.
Gone spelunking with a rover.
Do you think Quaid started the reactor?
Not yet. That comes many years later. Come on.
I know, but reactor.
But
Quaid, start the reactor.
What?
Free Mars.
He shot him. Come on.
That movie was all in his head.
You think? Oh,
the original?
Come on.
Yes.
I'm positive it was all in his head.
Are you basing it just on the simulation hypothesis?
Yep.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from the minute
literally
he, like,
everything
from
that
the minute he sits in that chair, he is in the simulation.
Because literally everything that happens is stuff that was mentioned.
Yeah.
So he just sits in the chair for the entire movie? Then
it's all in his head.
Then what's happening to him at the end?
He gets a
lobotomized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he dies happy, quote unquote.
Yeah,
that's
because
weird.
Blue sky on Mars. That's a new one.
Yeah.
You know, save the world. You know, kill the bad guy. You know, get this girl. This exact description of
and the picture. They show the picture of her.
Yeah. Like, so they already showed the picture of the simulation of that chick.
Darn it.
I
wanted him to actually cut off.
Yeah,
that
and the
one
fact that he's
arms.
Able to just escape everything, and then you know all this. Yeah, the. That one, I think, is it's all in his head.
Definitely.
And then when the therapist is there, basically what he says inside, you know, the hotel, basically, if you kill me, you know, the walls of reality or the walls would come crashing down around you, blah, 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 all this other stuff. And then literally right after he kills him, what happens?
Walls.
Like the walls get all, you know, busted down and people start coming in to get him. Yeah, walls just start exploding.
You don't think that's a metaphor?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it does follow with the simulation hypothesis, which I'm guessing you know what that is. It's not pertaining just to Total Recall, but it's like pertaining to simulations in general. Like if you were, the idea of it is that if we were able to simulate an entire universe, like just in a computer, what's to say that we aren't a simulation too?
Very Matrixy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I guess that kind of works for Total Recall, but I want him to actually go to Mars, though.
That'd be goofy if when we died, we just, like, woke up and we were, like, we were just, like, young again. And we're like, okay, I'm going to plug myself in again.
I'm gonna upload myself to Chinatown or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to go around again, except this time I'm going to be a 12-year-old girl.
Woo! I'm going to sell rice patties for fun. I don't know. I'd probably stick myself into Google. I mean, just why not? I think that, well, I think they're gonna come up with the uploading the brain to the hard drive thing first.
Yeah,
because you know that's a thing they're gonna want to do.
Yep.
Can we do it?
Which
yeah.
is going to be like the starting moment for Skynet is once again sentience.
Nah, dude.
Once you upload a brain to a computer, it's sentient.
A person's
thinking.
Brain.
The minute I can get my body into the minute I can get my mind, my memories, and all my stuff into a robot body, I am totally doing that.
I'm not. I probably.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm not.
I won't die. I'll be invincible. I'll just
Drew doesn't here. Like that idea.
I'll throw a washer magnet in your server.
Yeah, what's up, old man? Watch this. Bam! Through the wall. Oh, yeah. Oh. Robot arms. Woo!
Except for, you know, have a magnet hidden in the wall so that when you do that, you hit it and then you just get stuck and wipes your memory.
Dude, carbon fiber.
Doesn't matter. Best dodgeball player ever.
What? Oh, yeah. Just like targeting computers and stuff.
I'm picturing that one bit from Dexter's Lab where he builds himself the robot suit just to win at dodgeball. It's freaking awesome.
Or like, you know, basically, or like the original Iron Man where he like targets all the guys and they're like.
Yeah. Oh, can we do a really quick test for the dollar bill? The saliva dry test.
Oh, yeah.
It's dry.
Totally? No way. This was in Ben's mouth, and it's now completely dry.
And has that much less fecal material on it.
Why does it sound like that? Why does the dollar bill snapping sound like this?
That sounds like a heart.
I think you changed the... That is creepy.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. I think this is like a Foley artist wet dream right here.
A what?
Foley artist?
What's a Foley artist?
Oh, a Foley artist is the guys for movies who make sound effects.
Yeah.
So they just take random objects and they start smashing them together and making them do weird
things.
It's
like, you know, making the Chewbacca roars, a mix between a bear, George Lucas's dog, and I can't remember what else. Like, I think a lion or something thrown in there a little bit.
Yeah. And I think, what was it? How did they come up with the sounds for the TIE fighters? Wasn't that
I don't remember that one.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's doing what his heart's doing.
We're all possessed now.
Oh. I know, like, the lightsaber noises was running, like, a bare wire over a TV screen.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, like, running a speaker wire over, or a mic wire over a TV screen.
That was that. I know that the sounds for the blasters was from taking a hammer and hitting it on cables that were holding down those big power line things.
Oh.
Yeah, so you just take the hammer and you hit it on it, and it makes a pew, pew. The blaster noise.
Yeah.
We can't talk about guy stuff anymore. There's a girl.
Yeah,
there.
We can. And then the
We are joined partway through the show by Lindsay, if you want to say some things.
Well, now you're
talking. No, bitch, it scared the shit out of me.
Ben spilt pop on himself.
My God. It's wet again.
The dollar bill's wet. Now we are going to test
just
it.
A second
oh,
fluid.
God. Renee, this, do you have a towel?
What a great day for science.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I got here at the best moment
you
ever.
You really did. That was good timing.
Oh,
okay, Ben, there should be paper towels underneath the sink in that bathroom over there.
I swear to God, Drew.
We're still recording. Like this.
So, okay, lead up to this, basically, because it was off the air. I took a sweet tart and stuck it in Ben's amp, and so it was pretty much dissolved. So when he took a drink of it and the sweet tart came into his mouth, he probably thought it was like some sort of rock or a bee or something. Freaked
completely
out.
Completely forgot about it.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Ben's been freaking out.
You
today.
Managed to keep all that on the table, though. That's very impressive.
That's like, yeah, that was my target, was to spit all over Lindsay. So.
That is amazing.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry if you got, like, any spray.
It's okay.
Next thing I know, I look over, Ben's just, like, spewing everywhere.
Well, Ben's cleaning up. Lindsay, what's up with you? You just finished your last final, right?
Yeah, I have spring break for the next 2 weeks.
Awesome. Lucky, though, because my spring break's going to end on Sunday. And I'm going to become very jealous, but not that jealous,
I'm going to be jealous, too, because, you know, Teresa's the same way. She had her last final yesterday, last night.
Is she rubbing it in yet?
Not really yet.
Oh, okay.
But
I know you're going to rub it in.
Megan's spring started, too. She's been rubbing it in.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you? How long does the high school get for
a week? Spring?
Oh, ha!
Sorry. Megan's not taking high school classes anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's done.
Doing running start.
Yep.
My sister's going to do running start. I think. I'm not really sure what's happening.
Anyways. What were we talking about before Ben spewed it?
I have no idea. Well, we were testing the dollar bill to see if it was dry, and that's right. Why I was...
We were talking about sound effects for Star Wars.
Okay, so let's observe the dollar bill again now that we have a new... Oh, yuck. God.
It's going to be sticky and smell weird and...
It's covered in spit.
It smells like fruit roll-ups. You want to smell
no,
that?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I want to smell my breath to see if it smells like fruit roll-up.
No, yeah, thanks. No, I wonder if that smells like from the sweet tart that was in there, or if that's all the energy drink.
I can't believe I just spit all over the table. I'm sorry, dude.
That's cool. If you got it, you should check if you got it on any of the donuts. Because
no, we're good.
Then yeah. You automatically claim those as yours.
So what did you think it was when it like came in your mouth?
I don't know. It just scared me. I was like, oh, foreign object. Ah,
I would have immediately jumped to some sort of insect. Like maybe like a wasp or something.
I've had bad experience with that.
Do you drink a wasp?
I had a root beer and a wasp swam into it.
Oh, God.
Stung me right on the inside of my lip.
Oh.
I took a drink of it, and then next thing I know, I feel like this thing, it was like pain in my lip. I'm like, sprayed it all over the, because I was outside, because it was my mom's work picnic one time at Merwin.
Oh, nice.
Remember one of those? I think I went to one or two. But yeah, I took a drink of mine and it just stung me in the mouth. And so I spewed it everywhere and dumped out my soda.
Definitely ate a daddy long legs before.
Mm.
You ate a daddy long legs?
Yeah, I remember like pulling one of its legs out. I'm like, oh no!
Did it crawl in your sandwich?
It was in a drink and I drank it. And I was just like, what the fuck is
so
that?
So from now
just
on,
like,
every time,
force it down.
If I've left someplace and I come back and there's like a can, I always do the check to see if there's a bug in it trick.
Yeah, that's...
Hold an angle and look at the inside.
Or just pour your drinks into open cups so you can like immediately see.
It's not always an available option.
What, like there's no cups around you?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe cut the top off of the can. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes a very sharp edge. I don't want to slice up my lips.
Waterfall it.
Then you'd pour it all over your face.
If you do it wrong,
you got to do it to the extreme. Come on.
If you do it with to the extreme, so like you're doing it left-handed, but you're doing
true.
A pull up with your legs.
True. It's simple. You stab a key in the bottom of it, and you open the top, and you stick it right here, and you drink it from the bottom.
Yeah, because then you have air.
Then the
in.
Wasps won't fit through the hole in the bottom, so you can drink the whole thing without worrying about getting stung. That's a wonderful life hack.
And you can just check the can. Get like three down at once.
Yeah.
Or you can just check the can.
Totally so.
Why would you do that? It's a perfectly good drink. It just has a little bit of protein on top of it.
Which could be painful.
Wasps.
Painful protein.
They can still sting you if they're dead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And wasps can sting you as many times as they want, which I found out the hard way once.
Yeah. I mean,
miserable little bastards.
Yeah, I had a wasp fly at my. I was wearing shorts, and it like stung me four times in the leg.
Oh,
bees
God.
Just hate you, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever been? Have you only ever been stung by a wasp, or have you been stung by a bee before?
Nope, just wasps.
Just wasps.
Just wasps or yellow jackets.
So you don't actually have any idea if you're allergic, or if you
my
get stung by wasps.
My mom's
like
pretty allergic, and roughly wasps, bees, etc. They're all pretty much the same.
Okay.
Best I get not to get stung.
They get a little puffy and itchy, God. But they don't actually. You know, I don't go into anaphylactic shock.
That's good. I know one. I know I'm not allergic to bees because I got stung by a bee once, but it was like a ninja bee. I don't even know how it got on me because I went outside for maybe all of 10 seconds because I was taking the recycling outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back inside and I start watching TV, and then it stings me on the middle finger on my right hand. And I didn't feel it on me until it stung me.
Yeah.
And then I just like threw it on the ground, and I started kind of panicking a little because I had never been stung by a bee before, so there was a legitimate chance that I could be allergic to it. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of held the finger and sat on the couch
and turned black and fall off
and waited for my breathing to stop, but it didn't happen. So I was like, oh, that's good. And then I flushed the bee down the toilet and I kept watching Breaking Bad.
It was that recent. Wow.
I don't remember what I was watching.
Okay.
I just threw a show in there.
Bad experiences with bugs. Like, your worst experience with bugs. Go.
Let's see. That probably wasn't it, but...
I ate ants.
You ate them?
Yeah, I ate
intentionally?
Oh, God, ate them? I thought you said you hated ants. God, that's gross.
It was not intentionally, but yeah, I ate a couple. It was gross.
So
they were on something I was eating.
You didn't even get to cover them in chocolate?
Nope.
That's a shame.
I have definitely done that before.
You covered ants in chocolate?
Accidentally.
I've purposefully eaten crickets before.
Yeah, I'm passing on that.
Yeah, that's a snack.
Yeah. Well, there.
You
nope.
made me eat some.
No, I didn't.
I remember someone made me eat crickets.
It wasn't me. But if you want some later on, I'll offer them.
Oh, God.
Not pass.
I know where to get them. I put them on a taco.
Pass.
Oh, God.
You're not even going to let me finish the story?
No.
No,
well,
keep going.
It was, I got them. I was in Tillamook. And there's like next to the Tillamook Cheese Factory, there's a smaller cheese factory, and it's mainly goat cheeses and stuff. But they have a whole bunch of stuff in
there. Right.
That's where we got those one peanuts that you really like. The peanuts from hell.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They aren't that hot.
And we got, and I
they
saw.
They aren't that hot.
They aren't. Yeah, that's spicy.
Oh my God. I thought there was going to be a hole in my tongue when I finished with them.
Same
but
here, dear God.
And they had like three different kinds of crickets that you could get. And one of them was just plain old crickets, one of them was ranch, and one of them was cheddar.
Ranch crickets?
Yeah. And so I bought a package of the cheddar ones, and I ate a couple of them by themselves. And they were just, like, crunchy, and they didn't really taste like cheese, even though they had the orange Cheeto powder on them. So I just threw them all in a taco and ate that, and that was a pretty good addition. Tacos need some crunch, man.
Huh.
Because,
not necessarily crickets, but just any
crunch.
Was
it a taco as in like a real taco, or you think a burrito is a taco?
Okay, because, all right, we discovered something last
week. Renee doesn't know what a taco is.
Yeah.
Well,
unaware of what the taco
it's not that
is.
I don't know, it's that I've been lied to my whole life. It's totally different because the way we prepare tacos in my family is we mainly use soft shells.
That's not
But
no, you use tortillas.
See, apparently that's like the big.
You use a tortilla.
It's a soft shell.
It's not even a soft shell. It was a tortilla.
What's the difference? Oh, okay. What is the difference between a soft shell and a tortilla?
The cut and the size.
Okay, so you can actually go out and buy
soft shell tortillas or soft shell taco shells. Yes, we sell them.
And they're floppy.
Yes,
and you just.
But when you fold them, they're more of the shape of a taco than. A burrito, which are round.
I've never seen anyone buying those.
No, because people just buy tortillas if they're going to make a burrito. Yeah.
We're getting somewhere here because you're saying that it's not just me that has been eating tacos wrong for all
no,
this time.
No, if people want tacos, they buy taco shells.
It is just you.
Yeah, if they want tacos, they buy taco shells.
This isn't my fault, though. This is how I was raised.
It's all your fault, Renee.
It's not. I've been eating them like that since we had like hard taco shells for maybe like a couple months, and that fell apart because they were literally falling apart. So we just went back to the soft taco shells, which I don't know what to call them anymore.
They're tortillas.
Tortillas.
No, dude, they're soft tacos.
I thought they were tortillas. They were the full size tortillas.
If you want, those were so.
They were like these, which are. Safeway tortillas.
Yeah, why do you have tortillas here?
Because
again?
I brought them because you said taco night, and I assumed you only had like hard shell tacos, and I don't like tacos. I like burritos. And then turns out you thought burritos were tacos, and I'm like, okay.
Didn't we already have taco night? That was Tuesday.
Yeah,
this is just coming back to that. Taco Tuesday.
We definitely go out and get
taco
tacos
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Seriously, it's great.
Where everybody gets a free taco and gets put to sleep.
Yeah. Don't forget about Taco Tuesday. Participate or you'll be put to sleep.
Once again, we're reminding everyone to
go see
watch
the Lego movie.
Yeah, do that.
It's very good.
I still don't think we've made this whole taco burrito shell thing any clearer. Okay.
So what a taco looks like. There's these Google a taco.
Oh, God.
Okay, fine. Oh, wait. Maybe I should. First, Control Shift N, then taco.
I have something to add. Lindsay, do you use Snapchat at all?
No.
Damn
Lindsay,
it!
Thank you.
Lindsay
do you see this phone?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what Snapchat is?
It's what's known.
Do you think it's dumb or Do you think it's practical?
I think it's dumb taking a picture every time you're wanting to text someone because my friend showed me and he takes a picture of himself and I'm like, why are you taking a billion pictures of yourself? Get over yourself, narcissistic son of a bitch.
He might also just be that kind of person who likes taking pictures of himself.
But Ben's tried to convince us on our nerd fight. Yeah.
It is a great thing.
It's not.
It's
dumb.
Fantastic.
It's dumb.
It's a revolutionary way to share your
genitals.
Everybody
said Facebook was so awesome. When I get on, it's like, this is stupid.
Yeah, but you have one, don't you?
Yeah, because I needed it.
What's up?
If you'd let me finish.
He loses.
Yeah.
He kind of wins because you own one.
I go on it like once a week, if that, and it's just to check my messages,
yeah,
and that's about it.
Okay.
I do that too, but he still wins because you still use it.
No, but ultimately, the ultimate reason why I actually started using it was because it was a means of keeping in communication with the trap team. So we could figure out.
Oh.
He would post like what our schedule is, when our meets are.
So he takes a picture of the schedule.
Yeah, he would just put the PDF on there.
So
it was just a means.
He uses picture messages to get something across.
No,
like Snapchat.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn it.
He uses the internet. He uses the internet, an existing feature that's not Snapchat, because Snapchat's just trying to use internet features. You know,
what?
Not on the internet.
Internet features.
Yeah, like messaging and picture sharing. He just would do that as with PDF
sometimes,
with a file.
I'm sorry, just sometimes the way you say things about the internet just makes you sound so old.
Yes.
I'm glad
I don't use Snapchat, though, because I Snapchatted with a couple of my friends, they just send me dirty pictures all the time.
I knew it. See,
Ben,
it's a revolutionary
a
way to send your genitals
you
to
lose.
Each other. I knew it.
Damn it.
Nerd fight one.
I've definitely gotten a few like Snapchats of my friend John on the toilet before, just like taking a shit. Like, why do you send this to me? I'm
more proof
a man.
That Snapchat is dumb.
I think we have the verdict.
No,
Snapchat.
Wait.
Is dumb.
Wait,
man,
I need to tell you something. Okay, so
okay.
They made a urinal, like, rocket. No. No, what's it
a
called?
A urinal
Guitar
rocket?
Guitar Hero. So when you're peeing, it does a guitar solo, and you can save it.
Is it going in Buffalo Wild Wings? Because that is the perfect venue for it.
Yes!
You're sitting there watching a football game and doing a guitar
playing
solo.
Guitar music with...
just doing through the fire and the flames.
Everywhere.
And then you have to. Does it have like the five colors that you have to pee on each color to play each note or something?
Oh my god!
I don't know.
Yeah, where did you see this?
People are just.
My friend told me.
And then
that super gentle. And we go to Clark together. He was telling me about it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He says you can even save it and give it to a girl, and that's what he's plans on.
Oh, because that's yeah. So. That's definitely a way to
so
advance a relationship.
Just come
to
the bathroom, plug your thumb drive into the urinal.
Like,
I'm
going to
send
you
guys my piss songs. Like,
yeah, you're just like, okay, pull this out, plug it in, zip.
This is kind of weird because I kind of thought Guitar Hero was dead, but do you
it
think this could
is.
Make it come back? You know?
Except it's not like Guitar Hero anymore.
This might be like Arnold Schwarzenegger's resurgence.
It's The Last Stand. It's The Last Stand for Guitar Hero.
I it could be. I don't know.
Oh, God.
That seems like a really silly invention.
It is very silly.
Yeah,
I would
ridiculous.
So use it.
But
that's,
so is the
such a guy invention.
I would
such
is.
A guy invention.
I want to play Foo Fighters on the urinal.
I think Through the Fire and the Flames would be an intense one to do if you're drunk.
Nobody, I don't think anybody could do that.
You're like
no matter how big the bladder,
you'd have to like split your stream, just like put your finger out there. So it's like going
there would just
ways.
Be pee. There would be pee all over the walls and floor in that bathroom everywhere.
You just come out like covered. And you're like, don't go in there.
You're
it's
like,
wet.
You're just like, I got a 98% on the hardest difficulty.
Give me
what now?
Give me five more beers. I need to go back.
Yeah. Give me
I need the top
pitches,
score.
I'm doing it all.
Oh.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, we are. Haven't we accepted that
yes.
by now though?
Yes.
I would totally try that. Is that do you know if it's been installed anywhere?
Wait, who told you this?
My friend Ian. We go to Clark
together. Has he actually confirmed it or is it just a theory?
Guitar Hero Urinal.
He talked about it at
maybe it's
computer
his idea.
Science and engineering club.
Maybe it's a maybe
we're
it's his thing.
In that kind of stuff.
Maybe it's something he's gonna try and put on Kickstarter.
Guitar P, interactive urinals to play music.
Oh god, this actually exists.
Wow,
that's
oh, no.
a thing.
The Guitar P is an interactive urinal designed by the Brazilian agency Almap BBDO. That's a stupid name.
What?
That allows you to transform your urinal use. There's a different tone there. Into a real Guitar Hero solo. Gentlemen, you all know the interest that may... I can't and read.
I love the future.
Isn't it good, though? Man, and I also,
speaking of, yeah,
side note, I googled taco, and I'm looking at it. It's the majority of these are hard-shell tacos.
What's up?
But why is Odd Future listed as a suggestion for the image search when I look up taco? It has Odd Future, like, all the way on the left side up here. Like the rapper?
He likes tacos.
Apparently.
Does he?
Taco Man, I don't know.
If I just look up
Odd
Future.
Maybe he has a song named Taco, I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm just looking up Odd Future Taco.
Future Taco, what?
Oh, wait a minute. Apparently Taco is the name of one of his band members.
Oh.
Like someone else in the group. Let's see.
Did he change his name to that?
One of his hype men.
Did he change his name to Odd Future or Taco?
Taco.
I'm not sure.
No, like groupies for rap stars always have really weird names. Like
the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, well, like, look at the guy who followed, what's his name? The guy who ate somebody's ear in a fight.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
Mike Tyson had a guy following, like, who answered to Crocodile, whose only purpose was to shout, like, who would just, like, shout encouragement, like.
Really? He was the motivator.
Yeah, exactly. He was the ego booster.
He was paid, like, $70,000 a year just to, like, stand behind him and go, yeah! Like, every once in a while, like. Come on.
Okay, so the guy's full. Okay, so I don't know much about rappers because I'm super white. We'll be wrapping up soon. Don't
worry. Yeah, no, I just was curious.
Odd Future is the name of a hip hop group.
Oh, God.
One of the members' names is Taco Bennett, and you should probably hear some of these other names,
dude, okay,
that are in
it.
Let's. Tyler the Creator.
Oh, Tyler the Creator. Okay.
He's the main guy for Odd Future. Yeah. Frank Ocean. He's cool. Earl Sweatshirt.
You do realize Frank Ocean is just a name they picked because.
No, I like the guy.
I've heard Frank Ocean.
No, I'm just saying it's not his real name, probably.
I know. I like him as an artist, though. I've heard some of his stuff. Earl Sweatshirt, Haji Beats, HODGY.
Okay, it's not the
HAGY or
the. It's not the Arab slang.
No, Domo Genesis, Left Brain, Mike G. Sid, S-Y-D, the, T-H-A, kid, K-Y-D.
Sid the kid.
Sid the kid. Matt Martians.
What?
Hal Williams. We already did Taco. Jasper Dolphin.
It's a big group.
Lucas Vercetti.
How many people?
There's one more guy. And he's one of the one named people. L-Boy.
Oh, God. Okay, you should listen to, you should read the names of some trap stars. Those get really weird.
Like, what's a good example?
Charlie Chaplin. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting Charlie Chaplin thing.
Oh, that's
that
a great.
That up.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, like, go through my.
Yeah, okay, name them.
There's Luminox. That's.
I've got a best trap artist top 10. Could I just read that?
Yeah, go for it.
Number 10, Bro Safari.
Yeah.
Number 9, Hero Bust. Number 8, Luminox.
Yep.
Number 7, Anti Serum and Mayhem.
They're pretty good.
That's a nice name though. Number 6 is a symbol. I think you would just call this Omega Z.
Mm.
Cause
oh, Uzi. Yeah.
Oh, Uzi. Is that how you? He doesn't have a pronunciation thing. Why does this stop at 6?
I don't know. There's Mighty Fools.
Oh, there's a next button. Here we go.
D-Wayne, W&W.
Let's see.
B-O-B. Gangs, Carnage,
ooh,
Milo and Otis, The Faded, Trop Killers.
Oh, this guy's got a boring name. Alex Young. Boo.
Yeah. Flume.
There's Bauer.
Yeah.
Bauer. Oh, this is. I think this might be the best one. Flostradamus.
Flostradamus. He's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is amazing. This is like a clickbait article, I know. And number one isn't even that good. Some guy named R.L. Grime.
Yeah, R.L. Grime.
Supposed to be R.L. Stein?
No, he's R.L. He and R.L. Stein actually collaborate on the Halloween.
What?
Yeah.
Like, him and R.L. Stein are buddies?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like R.L. Stein. he's awesome. He wrote Goosebumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's cool. But I still think Flostradamus wins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just the best one.
One interesting thing I thought of when you were saying Charlie Chaplin, just a random fact.
Yeah,
interesting thing. In the movie Chaplin, which stars Robert Downey Jr. as Charlie Chaplin,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a movie about Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin's daughter mm-hmm. plays Charlie Chaplin's mom.
That's awkward.
What? So The real life Charlie Chaplin, his daughter plays Charlie Chaplin's mom in the movie Chaplin.
That's kind of gross.
At least they're not making out.
So yeah, he is playing
right?
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin's daughter is playing her grandma.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That is so weird.
Could they do makeup that well, or did she just smoke so many cigarettes that she looked like a 60-year-old woman?
She was a 60-year-old woman. She was born in... Remember Charlie Chaplin was kind of big in like the early 1900s?
Yeah.
So if he had a daughter about that time...
Oh, wait, hold on. Chaplin... But he's... Oh, my God.
Chaplin is a movie in 90.
Duh.
RDJ.
Whatever. I thought he made a movie about himself. And I thought that was really narcissistic. I didn't follow that.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. was
Yeah, RDJ is Chaplin.
Does he do good?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, maybe we will sometime.
Yeah.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. We don't mention this part enough. You can subscribe to us. Dingus.
We're on iTunes.
iTunes, and if you're a tech savvy person, we have an RSS thingy somewhere. it's on the website, and you'll find it. It's TGIFradio.wordpress.com. Things you guys want to say before we shut this down?
Snapchat is dumb.
Yay!
Drew, eat my asshole, and go Cougs.
Lindsay, anything?
Hi, Renee.
Oh, hi. All right, we're ending this. We'll be back next week in the KOUG studios. Back once again, right?
Yep.
We should be. All right, bye.